Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time, and has become a great friend of our show and of mine and of the show. He's the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, including Future Edge, and his video, his most recent video, is Innovation at the Verge, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and whenever Joel joins us, folks, he's always bringing us things that are coming at us from the future, things that you and I can expect to be using, to be part of our lives coming up at us over the next anywhere from tomorrow to 10 years from now. Joel, a couple of things you've got on your mind today. First are some medical things. One of them is a concern about TB, tuberculosis.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm basically optimistic about the future, but I also say you have to pay attention to what's going on. And one thing that is going on, it happened in very little numbers, and now it's starting to change, and that is a completely drug-resistant TB has shown up in India. That means nothing that we have, no combination of drugs that we have, will knock it out. And wow. The concern is, on the world level, is that TB spreads real easily. And so this is a big deal. And the paradox is, it could have been treated had these folks been given, had Indians who had TB been given the multi-drug regime that really takes care of drug-resistant
right.
TB. But they gave them the cheapest drug, which led to basically creating a completely drug. I mean, it's nothing kills it. And so the concern here is that TB, which was the scourge of humanity for eons, is coming back. And we have to be very careful with this.
Well, and it's so contagious that you know what happens when somebody gets on an airplane who even exhibits any TB symptoms. People get really excited, don't they?
Yeah, well, and they should. It's by the way, the new 787 has ultraviolet light in its air filters to kill bacteria and viruses. And my guess is we're going to have to go to that on all our planes.
I would think so too. You know, here's an interesting irony to what you're telling us about with regard to India, Joel. I'm a Rotarian, and as you may know, the Rotary Foundation for probably 20 years. Has been trying to eradicate polio and has pretty much done that with the help of others, like most recently the Bill and Bill Gates Foundation, and so I just got a report last week from one of the Rotary leaders that they've gotten polio down to only 6 cases in this first part of this year, whereas a year ago it was 300, and a few years ago, there were millions of cases of polio.
Yep.
But my point is, in the same year when they almost eradicated polio in India, you're telling us that TB may be coming back in a way that we can't fix. How about that irony?
And by the way, one of the things that they're saying they're going to have to do, and they're saying this like this is a bad choice, but literally isolating the people who have it. That's what we used to do. We used to put them in sanatoriums and isolate them from the population so they could not spread. And the language here, when you listen, it says short of quarantining them in hospitals, as if that's a horrible thing to do. When you think about the alternative,
they have to do that.
That's the gentlest thing we can do.
Right, exactly. Another thing, quickly, you've talked to us about many different ways of using printers to create things like walls and construction objects. And like extrusion type things, but now there's a medical device that's being made by printing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually European design. They're taking titanium powder, They lay a layer down. They then come back and what's called sintering with a laser. They mold it. They basically bond it together, and they can shape forms like jaw bones. And, in fact, the article that I read was an 83-year-old woman got a new jawbone made out of titanium so that she literally hours after they installed it, she was talking and breathing normally, and she now eats normally with it.
And made custom-made for her. I'm sure they were able to design through a computer, like CAD/CAM or something, a jawbone that was the shape of her jaw and would fit in there perfectly.
They actually had an MRI of her jaw, which had all the detail that you needed three-dimensionally, and copied her jaw so it fit in perfectly.
From a printer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
How about that? That's just part of your future. Pretty exciting. We're going to take a quick break. Joe Barker's our guest, our good friend. And when we come back, he wants to talk about some new energy sources that that he's always rounding up for us. And some of these, I think, have some real promise. We'll be right back after these messages. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.